Welcome to How to Murder Your Husband. Have you ever fantasized about murdering your husband and getting away with it? Well, if you have, my friends, you are at the right place today. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, every time I do this, I'm disrupted and I go off topic. My husband interrupts me by knocking on the door to ask about something idiotic or meaningless. Well, my friends, don't you worry, because it will not happen today. And you know why? Because I'm not podcasting from home. I actually got away from him today. I drove off to my in-law's cottage while he was preoccupied with something else. So don't you worry, there will be no disruption and it will be an uninterrupted episode of How to Murder Your Husband. So on that topic, my friends, shall we get started? Today's topic is, how should you behave in the aftermath of your actions? For instance, if you're making the phone call after the act, what should you say? And should you get someone else to make the call on your behalf? And how should you behave with the cops when they arrive at the door? Should you wear something sexy? Should you flirt with them?
Hey! Hello, sweetheart.
Listeners, there's someone at the door. I don't know who it is. I'm at the cottage.
Hey.
Hey, what are you doing here?
That's amazing. That's exactly what I was going to say to you.
What?
Hey, what are you doing here? It's like you took the words out of my mouth.
I'm here podcasting. I just wanted to get away from home because I'm always disrupted by you when I'm podcasting at home.
Sure.
So I just wanted a quiet space.
Wow.
And I did not expect you here. I thought you were preoccupied with something else.
That hasn't worked out.
No, obviously it hasn't. Here. You're here.
Here I am, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been preoccupied all morning with hurrying up to get stuff done so I could leave the house so you can podcast in peace. And I said, I'll drive down to my parents' cottage so that she'll have the whole house to herself, no interruptions, and she can podcast uninterrupted.
Yeah.
And I arrive here, and what have I done?
Here you are.
Interrupted you.
Interrupting me.
Yeah.
Once again.
It's amazing.
I'm lost for words.
It's fate.
Right now.
It's fate.
I don't know even what to call it, but
fate.
I'm really
call it
in
fate.
Shock and awe right now.
Awe.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Shock and awe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry about that, then.
Wow.
I thought you were podcasting at home.
No, I'm
are you podcasting now?
Yes, I'm recording actually. I'm in the midst of recording. Listeners,
there's no sign.
No, there's no sign because I didn't expect you
here. I've been looking
here.
Out for signs.
Listeners, I'm so sorry my husband's here. Please bear with me, listeners. I'll continue with the podcast, so just keep staying tuned.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, yeah. they are listening indeed.
Yeah.
Relationship
podcast.
Yes, relationship podcast.
Aha, I've got something for you.
Oh, God. What
You're
is
the
it
expert
this time?
On relationships.
Yes.
Aha.
That's what I do. Relationship podcasting.
Yeah. There was a discussion on the radio in the car. I was in the car and there was a discussion on the radio.
I figure if you got here, I figure you didn't hitchhike.
No,
or
that's
walk.
Dangerous.
It certainly is.
Yeah. Oh yes, discussion.
Yes,
yeah,
there's discussion
a discussion on
the radio.
Yeah, you won't guess what this guy was either like one of these trick cyclists or psychologists or whatever. Someone like that. Guess what he said. Guess what he asserted.
What did he assert?
That's not a guess.
No, it's not a guess.
It's more fun.
I don't know what he
No, of course
he
you don't know you didn't hear.
Is it
guess.
Dr. Phil?
No, I don't listen to that sort of thing. No, it was a guy and he made it. I mean, it was extraordinary.
Okay.
It was extraordinary. I said, ha-ha, I thought of you immediately. I said, you'd like this, even if you don't agree with him.
Okay.
You'd enjoy disagreeing with him.
Okay.
So I'm very in tune with the way you think. I said, ha-ha, she'll like this, even if she hates it.
You think you're in tune with the way I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's funny,
yeah,
isn't
it?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
And here, I mean, for example, I'm here today, we thought the same thing.
We certainly did, didn't we?
Tuned in.
Yeah.
You're the radio.
Yeah. Anyway, what is it that you heard on the radio?
Yeah.
I know sometimes you struggle with getting to the point.
What about the radio?
But can you get to the point? You said you heard some discussion on the radio by some psychologist.
Yes. And you never guess what he said.
What did he say?
He said, Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Prepare to probably love it because you can enjoy disagreeing with it. He said, he asserted, out boldly, he said,
mm-hmm.
men marry their mothers and women marry their fathers.
Ha! But your mother is awful.
Interesting,
how
isn't
can
it?
That be?
Yeah, she's pretty hard work.
So you married your mother.
Interesting, eh?
It certainly is. And I don't know if I agree with it.
Oh. I thought you probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I can tell by your face you're enjoying disagreeing with it. And you're saying, oh my God, that's nothing like me. I knew you'd enjoy that whole thing. Outrage is your thing.
I don't know where they come up with these things.
Yeah.
Like, what's the reference point?
I guess
on what grounds?
You sound like someone who surfs the internet. Bit like you.
It certainly sounds like that.
Anyway.
I think my work has more depth than that.
Oh, sure. You read magazines as well.
The things I have to offer to my listeners, it's not something you can easily get from the internet, by the way.
Sure.
But anyway,
yes.
What is it that you want to say?
I want to ask you. Have you chosen a name yet for the podcast?
Oh,
you need
God.
A name for a podcast.
Oh, God. Let me guess. You have another suggestion from me?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because you've given me enough suggestions,
yeah.
So
have you chosen a name?
No, I haven't yet. But I don't need any more suggestions.
No, there's no more. But I did suggest something to you a couple of days ago. What did you think of that?
I don't know. There's so many suggestions. I don't even know what to think anymore.
You don't remember, sure you don't.
I probably don't.
Lover's Breath.
Oh, gee.
You see, it's like the breath of a lover, but also breath as in a dimension. So, you know, the Bee Gees, how deep is your love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how wide is your love?
Wow.
Breath. So, hello and welcome to Lover's Breath. And it can mean the breath of a lover or the breadth of a lover. It works both ways. That's marketing. That's PR. That's sales.
Yeah.
That's sales right there.
You know what? You consistently and repeatedly managed to come up with cringe-worthy names.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that,
yeah,
but you've been pretty consistent on that matter.
Yeah. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. This is the Lover's Breath podcast. Hello.
Yes.
Welcome to the Lover's Breath.
I got it. My
to
listeners,
all the lovers out there, welcome to the Lover's Breath
I got it, and my listeners got it.
Yeah.
But
you're welcome.
Anyway,
you're very welcome.
Don't you have something else to do? Don't you have to call your mother or something?
No. And oh, yes. No, we were talking about that just before, because that just came into my head, the name of the podcast. Yeah, I've got to pick a name for the podcast. The Lover's Breath.
Yes, I got it.
But you do hate my mother, right?
Well, in fairness, the woman tried to kill me on the day of her wedding. What do you expect?
Exaggeration.
Exaggeration?
Exaggeration.
She tried to run me over with her car,
then
reversed back towards me 3 times.
To check were you okay
to
after
check
her,
if I'm
her
okay.
Small error, you're still here.
Small error? 3 times?
Yeah, she was checking on you.
After yelling that she wants to kill me and she wants to kill my family 3 times?
Yeah,
and you thought that was...
She said, I'm going to kill you.
That makes it better.
Yeah.
It's just me.
Yeah, anyone can make a mistake. And besides, your father didn't exactly help the situation.
Yeah, my father called the police.
Yeah,
what is he supposed to do?
Called the police.
His daughter was attacked by your mother?
He called the police on my mother?
Oh, of course.
Come on.
You know, she your mother said she would kill us all.
She said, I'll kill you. That's not all.
Okay, that makes her more stable, and that makes it okay. It's just me.
Look, she's hard work. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But the point is, you hate her.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing you heard in the radio, it's absolutely silly because you're nothing like my dad. I can tell you that.
Beaten down, henpecked, depressed, anxious, life over, miserable. Nothing like your dad.
Well,
no. Yeah.
You're nothing like him.
Yeah. Mind you, in many respects, I'm not. He had a secret life.
I wouldn't call it a secret life. He had other interests outside my mom, and he had other hobbies that he didn't talk about to the world, but that's okay. You know, he was a man of many interests.
Your mother caught him dancing in an all-male cabaret.
Well, he loves to dance. He's creative, just like me. I get that from him, actually.
His dancer's name was Daisy Dandelion.
Daisy Dandelion. Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, fabulous.
Beautiful
yeah,
name.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're a bit alike, but not the same. I'll give you that.
Well,
I will give you that. And in fairness, neither of us ever tried to kill anyone.
Well, No, certainly not. Yeah. Your mother did try to kill a lot of people.
Well, one person. One person. I guess that's what you have in common. You've never killed a person, but she's tried. Wouldn't be in your nature to kill a person.
No, of course not.
You're different in that way, in fairness. I'd say a lot of things about you, but you wouldn't plan to kill a person or kill a person. Or threaten to kill a person. Yeah,
can you imagine me doing that? No, you can't.
No, you're good. We're good people.
Sorry. Yeah, and in fairness, your family tends to let go of a lot of things. They call it over-exaggeration. I mean, when Uncle Tommy pushed that boy off the cliff, I mean, that was an exaggeration. That was a misunderstanding. That was an accident, once again.
When he bumped into a teenager who was standing on a hill.
And he pushed the teenager off the cliff.
He nudged into him and he rolled down a hill a little bit. Into a road, in fairness.
Yeah.
But that was all.
Wow, unbelievable.
Awful stuff, an accident.
Denial should be the middle name of your family.
Denial. I like that, actually. That's almost like an Italian name, like De Niro. Denial.
Anyway, but imagine if I actually did like your family and if you liked mine, how awful and messy that would have been.
That would be awful, yeah. I'd be talking to your mom on the phone and you'd be hanging out with my daddy. That would be awful.
That'd be weird and awkward. Yeah. And especially when you try to split up, you know, when you try to separate from your spouse.
That's not gonna happen, it makes it
easier when you don't like the family to begin with.
Well, that's true. It's a cleaner break, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I broke up with my girlfriend, but I'm still great friends with our mom.
Yeah.
None of that nonsense.
Because marriage is like a package deal. You don't just marry your spouse. You marry the entire family. And hating your spouse's family makes splitting much easier. It's cleaner break with fewer people to miss.
Right there, there's compassion, spiritual growth. You really are the right person for a spiritual relationships podcast.
I've always been told that I'm a compassionate person.
Cleaner break with fewer people to miss.
That's right.
It's like you're channeling ancient wisdom or something. I feel touched by your
compassion. Well, there are many people who can relate to me and who would agree with it.
Oh, speaking of many people who relate to you, I was very sorry to hear that your latest sponsor had to depart for legal reasons and you're without a sponsor. That's really
actually
pretty.
It's funny that you say that because I'm not without a sponsor.
You're not without a sponsor.
I have a new sponsor once again.
Wow.
I'm excited about.
They'll be on a par with Reverend Bob and that magic spells lady.
I mean, yeah, she's targeting a niche market. And it's a market that's not covered enough. She's offering something that others aren't able to offer or haven't been offering.
Oprah.
No.
IBM.
Not quite. It's much more niche than
Morgan
that.
Morgan Stanley Investment.
Guggenheim
Museum.
No, it's not. As I've said, her target is a lot more specific than that.
Okay.
She's actually quite known on Instagram.
What's Instagram?
She has millions of Instagram followers.
What is Instagram?
Instagram is a social media platform through which to reach millions of people. It's very popular right now. It's like Pinterest.
What's Pinterest?
Oh, okay. I mean, I'll explain to you some other day. You're obviously not familiar with different kinds of social media platforms out there.
I hate the people I know. I want to reach new people.
Well, you know, no wonder you don't have any friends. No wonder you keep finding me somehow.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm in the midst of podcasting.
In fairness, we are very close. We're a close couple.
Sure, if that's what you think. Anyway, she has a very popular Instagram account called Spirituality in a Bikini. No, she's good. Millions of followers.
Top tier again then, sweetie, huh?
Well, she certainly is. Her Instagram followers seems to be growing by the day. And her name is Sally from the Valley. On that note, she does have an exciting message for our listeners. So why don't we let Sally from the Valley speak for a few minutes. And listeners, please stay tuned and I'll be right back with you all. Hi, I'm like Sally from the Valley. You may have seen me on Instagram. I'm really popular on Instagram and I have a lot of followers. My Instagram account is like called Spirituality in a Bikini. And like I've been told and all from a very young age I'm pretty special. Like I'm an indigo child or something. So I know a lot about spirituality and stuff. And I've even met the Dalai Lama once. Well, I didn't really meet him in person, but like he made a comment on one of my Instagram feeds when I was in a bikini that he really liked my work and stuff. So yeah, and like right now, like I'm offering services like to channel your pets. Like they can be dead or alive and I can like channel them and stuff. Like for instance, like one of my neighbors had a cat named Fluffy who kept like biting him and stuff, and Fluffy would also scratch him. So my neighbor wanted to find out like why, like because it wasn't nice and all. So like I channel Fluffy, I channel his thoughts, and I told my neighbor is that like Fluffy was tired of eating tuna every day and he wanted like more of a variety in his diet, like stuff like kale and all, you know. So like then my neighbor changed his diet and gave him kale and stuff, and Fluffy stopped like scratching and biting him, and now Fluffy's okay. So I'm like offering these services now, like pet channeling. Whether they're dead or alive, I can really get the messages through. And I can do it on WhatsApp or on Skype. It's only $100 per session and stuff. If you want a session with me in a bikini, then it's only going to be like $150. So if you're interested, if you want to know what your furry friends are thinking at all, make sure to check out my Instagram account, Spirituality in a Bikini, and make sure to get in touch with me. I am Sally from the Valley. Thank you, Sally from the Valley, for your message.
Ah, so you're waiting for me to say something mean.
Well, normally you do, don't you?
Actually, I thought she made a lot of sense. Yeah, I sounds like it might be useful because I've got my small rodent consolation training.
Oh yeah, your raccoon consolation work.
Yeah. So maybe I should get that Instamatic or the Pinecrest thing that you spoke about.
It's Instagram.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's Pinecrest. Pinterest.
Yeah. Pinterest. The warts up.
WhatsApp.
What? Yes. Yeah. I should maybe have a consultation with her.
A consultation.
Yeah, she sounds good. Yeah. First time, I must say, you got a sponsor that I think makes a lot of sense.
First time that resonates with you.
Yeah, spiritual.
Well, I have to say what Sally's offering, it's not something that others can necessarily offer. There are a lot of people out there who I know who are having trouble understanding their pets, whether it's a cat or a parrot or their dog.
Yeah.
So Sally can really help you out in that department to understand what they're thinking, what they would like, how you can cooperate with them better, and how you can meet their needs and demands.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and in fairness to her, she's willing to do it in a swimsuit. So she's obviously going to come down to the level of sort of, just sort of stepping away from human society. I think I may maybe get a consultation.
No, I think our point is when you're in a bikini, you just get the messages across more effectively. People remember you better. So that's what she has to offer that others often cannot.
Sure. I mean, I'm presuming that she looks well in a bikini. I don't know. I presume it's not Reverend Bob in a bikini.
Well, I mean, you have to check out her Instagram account to find out.
I probably should make sure it's all above board. Reverend Bob, that's actually a mental image I'm going to carry with me.
Yeah. I mean, you cannot stop thinking about Reverend Bob.
In a bikini.
Or ever, for that matter.
Ever.
But one thing I was wondering with Sally from the Valley, I mean, she mentioned in her ad how she, when she was channeling her neighbor's cat Fluffy, she was able to kind of tap into Fluffy's thoughts that Fluffy wanted more kale. I didn't realize that cats eat kale or they're into kale, but I guess it's new things I learn every day from my sponsors.
Well, I guess the way it works is you could say, oh, well, your dog is thinking about biscuits or your cat's thinking about kale. Who's going to contradict you?
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. Obviously worked.
Yeah.
In that case,
yeah.
where the cat, yeah. Fluffy, stopped scratching.
Yeah, well, I think
his human dad.
Yeah. I think a consultation with a 20-something-year-old in a bikini from the valley probably would do the trick.
Well, if you're an indigo child, like she's been told she was from a very young age, she must know something.
I don't care what color she is. I think she's commendable.
And how many people do you know met the Dalai Lama? Besides Richard Gere, although I've never met Richard Gere, and
I know who Richard Gere is, an officer and a gentleman.
That's right. He's an actor
in the Officer. Yeah, I don't know who the other guy is.
Dalai Lama. He's a spiritual leader.
Okay. That's more your bag.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of bags, more news.
Oh, great. What is it this time?
More news. You're probably sitting there, because I know the way you think, and you're saying, oh, my husband has arrived. He's ruined the podcast. That's the worst thing that could happen. Pretty much. It's not the worst thing that could happen.
Really? There's more.
I didn't even let you answer.
No, so you didn't.
I wouldn't want to embarrass you in front of your listeners.
Okay, there's more.
There's more, oh. Yeah.
How wonderful.
It's worse than me.
It's worse than me walking in, disrupting me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what could be worse?
It's worse than me finding you, having escaped from home and hidden out here. It's worse than all of that. It's worse.
Well, you're going to stay here overnight, and I won't be able to leave the cottage either because of the bad climatic conditions.
No, it's a great day, actually. I'm going home soon.
Oh, you're going home soon. Yeah, great, yeah. Okay.
But so, somebody else is coming.
Somebody else is coming?
Yeah.
At the cottage?
Sure.
Who?
My mother.
What?
She's on the way now.
Why? Why? Your mom?
Yeah, she'll be here like in 5-10 minutes.
But she's rarely at the cottage.
Oh, hold on. There's the car.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I just said that. Because you see, by saying that, you got the full, and now I'm saying it wasn't the car. Now you feel relief, you see?
Okay.
You've gone from being anxious to feeling relieved.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I don't understand. Why is she coming to the cottage?
That is like a family barbecue, kind of a family party on.
A family barbecue? I didn't know about that. I was never invited.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jeez.
You're welcome. It's my family.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Would you like to be invited?
Wow. I can give my mom a call and say, hey, great news.
My wife is here. She's coming to the barbecue.
Very thoughtful of you.
I've got my phone here.
I just don't have the energy.
I don't have that pine crest on it, but I can make a quick ordinary test.
It's Pinterest.
Sure. I can say, my wife is here. Don't worry. She'll be here for the barbecue. Stay all evening.
I just don't have the stamina or the energy to deal with your mother today.
Yeah.
You know, I may have to call my dad to show up first to protect me from your mother. Jeez.
Having my mother and your father here would ensure it was a great party.
Oh, absolutely. A memorable one.
Memorable, that's
so
the word.
When is she coming again?
I actually hear the car now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry.
You should have told me this before. I shouldn't even have come here at the first place to record my podcast.
I had no idea you'd be coming here today, to be honest.
Well, I guess now you know.
And I was so enthused with speaking to you about that idea on the radio that I didn't think of mentioning that she was coming. And in fact, all my family are coming.
Oh, great. Well, then I definitely have to wrap up soon because I just cannot deal with your mother. Just when I thought that I'll have a peaceful day today, that I'll be able to record my podcast without any interruption whatsoever.
How awful of me to even have thought of that. Hasn't worked out.
It didn't work out too great, did it? Oh, God. Who's knocking?
I know that knock.
Okay. Is that her? Can you please go and take care of her? Please don't mention to her that I'm here because I don't want to speak to the woman.
You
want to
surprise her?
No. I want to get away from her.
Can
you just take care of her? Make sure she doesn't enter this room because I'll have to wrap up and get the hell out of here.
I'll make sure she knocks before she comes in, will I?
Yeah, don't mention to her that I'm here. Just keep her distracted. You know how you're always yakking and you never stop and you never get to the point? Can you do that with her while I'm wrapping up with my listeners? Okay, it's her. Yeah. Please go take care of her, okay?
So I'm going to distract her while you escape?
Yes.
So you owe me one.
Perhaps.
You owe me one.
Okay, she just won't stop knocking.
Yeah.
Please go take care of her, okay?
I'll see you then.
I'll see you later. We'll talk later.
We'll talk later.
Okay, I'll be heading home as fast as I can.
ASAP. Got it.
ASAP. All right.
Over and out. Okay. Have a nice night.
All right. You too. Listeners, I am so sorry, but I have to wrap up this session. My crazy mother-in-law is here. She's insane. This woman tried to kill me before, and I'm not sure how I can deal with her today. But I appreciate you tuning in, so thank you very much for listening. And next time, I'll try to find another spot where no family members can get to. So thank you once again for tuning in, and until next time.